Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have tuned into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all you guys' listeners. We're going to have a great jam-packed show for today. If you're into cool actors, actresses, or just films or TV shows, we have a great show. We got, first off, we got my dear friend coming back into the studio, actor, producer, filmmaker, Cash Hovey, and host, also along with actress Krista Collins. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to my main production website, which is at www.StarRoseEntertainment.tv. That's www.StarRoseEntertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as Cash Hovey or Krista Collins, go to our Facebook page over at Star Rose Entertainment over on Facebook. Also, if you like the music we're going to be playing, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Or if you just want to write in some nice letters or anything like that, we sometimes like to read them off the air if we have the time, but I do appreciate them. So yeah, let me know. Again, email me again, tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan over on, formerly known as Twitter, which is X, at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E, T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, over on X. And thanks to that hacker there, that's at Tyrone Tan official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads, at Tyrone Tan official on Threads. And if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So without further ado, we want to say, first off, thank you to all my awesome guest co-hosts that we've rotated throughout the seasons. And just want to say thank you to everyone that's been awesome and who's coming in to help just banter with me and just have fun. But what we're going to be bringing in for the first time, actually, he's not a first time on the show, but a first time as a guest co-host. He is my dear friend. We've been seeing this guy grow up, and you've probably seen him grow up on television as well, from the Netflix's hit series Fuller House. He's also, I don't know, he went from boy to man and also to magician. Here he is, my dear friend, actor, magician.
Hey, man.
Michael Campion. How's it going, my man?
It's going great.
Good. So, well, great to see you again.
Good to see you,
I know,
too.
We saw you at an event not too long ago.
Yeah.
But without the stash.
Without the stash.
Yeah, without, you know, but, you've been, like I said, you've been growing. I think you've been on here since you first started the show, when you just first moved out here.
Yeah.
And it's been such a joy and pleasure to kind of see you grow up and just still be the same person that you are. And I'm number one, proud of you for who you've become, but also just proud of you for just staying humble and staying, you know, just the way you are, the same Michael. Even when we run into each other, like at some restaurant or something, it's just like, oh, it's my, like, God. And it's just like, and that's the cool part. So for those that don't know, that maybe missed, that you've been here several times already, but maybe do a little quick intro about yourself and tell them a little bit about you, and then we'll kick in with our guest of the hour as well.
Of course. Well, my name is Michael Campion. I played Jackson on the show Fuller House, and it's true, I have been on this show quite a few times now, and I'm also a magician, and I'll be talking about some stuff that I'm doing in terms of magic later, I'm sure.
Well, let's tell the audience as well, because obviously from Fuller House, which obviously a great success, congratulations, and which is, for those that don't know, there was Full House and then Fuller House.
Yes.
So then you played the son of
DJ Tanner,
which is the wonderful Candace Cameron. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then what was it like really quickly working on that show?
Fantastic. I feel like I hit the jackpot. All of them still feel like they're my family. Yeah. I talk to them all the time, see them all the time. And I could not have been a better childhood. I could not have asked for a better childhood.
That's awesome. Well, it's funny because when you started, it was, you know, we kind of knew it was probably going to be the hit, and then it kind of was, and then It's just
five
cool.
seasons.
Yeah, that's crazy. I haven't known you that long.
I know, right? Yeah, but, weird.
So now, then also you're doing Magician. So let's tell a little bit about what you're doing, because that's pretty cool. Last time you came here, you were promoting a charity event.
That's right.
And then, so now you're performing. Tell the audience, because I get excited over.
Yeah, last time I was here, I was doing magic as well. And this time, this is my own show. It's it is a Halloween-themed close-up magic show at a place called Beetle House here in Los Angeles, and that is a Tim Burton themed restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, and they have a lot of cool Halloween events. They have their own main show, but I'll be doing it every Saturday and occasionally on Fridays in October and September. My first show is this Saturday.
Okay.
And you can go get tickets on Ticketmaster.
So Ticketmaster, what do they type in?
You type in Michael Campion.
So that's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and then Campion, C-A-M-P-I-O-N.
That's correct.
Okay, not Champion, just
yes,
Campion.
Yes, it's Champion without the H, that's right.
So, yeah. Michael Campion, they just type in, go to Ticketmaster, and it's starting as of from this Saturday up until when?
Up until November 2nd.
So they got the Saturdays and Fridays and
Occasionally there will be Fridays, that is TBD, but it's going to be Saturdays for sure.
Saturdays up until November 2nd.
That's right.
So check him out, because you also performed at the Magic Castle, or do you still do?
That's right. I still do. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. I perform there quite a bit, actually, almost every weekend during brunch time,
which is kind of like an honor, because I know you have to get an invitation just to get in, and I remember getting an invite just not too long ago, and I couldn't go because there is a dress code. There's like a strong dress code,
very serious dress code. Yeah, that same. Kick people out for that,
and I was like, "Going, yeah, yeah, no, I don't have black shoes on today, guys." And I'm like, "I can't go." But this place that you're performing at, it's not a fully dress coded.
No, no, okay. You can go up, go in a costume if you want. It's a lot of fun,
and it's the
Beetle House.
The Beetle House,
yes, in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles, mm-hmm. And go to Ticketmaster. Just type in Michael Campion. Again, and you perform as of now, some Fridays as to be announced, but then for sure Saturdays all the way up until November 2nd.
Correct.
And what could they expect to see on your kind of shows?
Well, I have a very spooky show. A lot of interesting, mysterious elements. Sometimes scary. I will say there's a seance at the end of it, which
really?
Is a lot of fun. Yeah. And in between, it's very immersive. It's a... And since it's close up, I involve as many people as I can in the show. And if you're looking for to scratch the Halloween itch, come on by.
And I know I've asked you this before, about who inspired you as an actor, but I don't know if I asked you, who inspired you as a magician?
Inspired me as a magician. My number one inspiration is a magician by the name of Michael Carbonaro. And he has a TV show called The Carbonaro Effect on True TV. And he does, it's basically a magic prank show, but he dresses up as people who work at like retail places, and he does magic very casually, and he catches people's reactions, and he is absolutely incredible. I've met him a number of times, freaked out. He's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, did you get to perform magic acts for like the studio audiences on Fuller House or your cast?
I did, actually. Yeah, towards the end of it, you know, I was 16 when I got into the castle, and so I started going up in between the time when they were transitioning sets, and I would do magic for the audience.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And it's cool, like the fact that you even got to even perform, because that's a very prestigious, the Magic Castle, to perform there at a young age.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It's very, getting to be a junior member of the Magic Castle is a lot harder than it is to be an adult member. Like, it's a very rigorous process. They only have auditions twice a year. I think like 2% of people who audition get in. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Again, so they could check out your stuff. If not at the Magic Castle, it's the Beetle House, starting from this Saturday all the way to November 2nd, and then occasionally probably on Fridays. But if all you got to do, go to Ticketmaster, type in Michael Campion. If you want to know how you spell his name, go watch Fuller House on Netflix. And then, and then check him out. Or how else can they follow you?
You can also follow me on Instagram at Michael Campion. Just my name.
Okay. So it's almost like Champion without the H.
Correct.
Well, cool, my man. I said so proud of you.
Thank you very much.
And then, so I don't know, did you get the memo?
The memo
as a guest co-host. I mean,
that's
you are
right.
The guest co-host, we talk about really quickly some movie reviews.
Mm-hmm.
By any chance, before we begin our guest of the hour, have you seen any movies in the theater lately?
I have. I just saw Beetlejuice.
Oh,
Beetlejuice.
Which is funny. I was about to bring that up, too. So you got to see Beetlejuice.
I did.
So I actually got to see that, too. So really quickly, before I ask you what you thought, here's a little quick synopsis, thanks to IMDb here. Again, Beetlejuice, rated PG-13. Here's a little quick synopsis. After a family tragedy, three generations of the Dietz family return home to Winter River. Still haunted by Beetlejuice, Lydia's life is turned upside down when her teenage daughter, Astrid, accidentally opens the portal to the afterlife. Directed by the awesome Tim Burton and starring Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara, Jenna Ortega, and a plethora, Justin Theroux, a plethora of Willem Dafoe, Monica Bellucci, a plethora of a lot of great talent. I got to see it. You got to see it. What'd you think?
I enjoyed it for the most part. I would say that it did not live up to my expectations. I love Beetlejuice. I don't think you can ever replicate Beetlejuice. My number one gripe with it is that it just had too much going on.
I think
that they had a lot of really fun stuff, and it felt like they crammed like three movies in one, and I wanted to see all three of those different movies completely fleshed out. Like the Corpse Bride character with all the staples on her face, she was cool. I feel like the main plot could have been the whole Jenna Ortega going into the afterlife thing. That would have turned into like a Finding Nemo thing, but I will absolutely say I loved Michael Keaton. He absolutely killed it as Beetlejuice again.
I'm sure I would be afraid to say you did not see the original yet because you were you born at that?
Of course I've seen it. I did not see it in theaters, no. But
I mean, I remember seeing it in theaters.
Yeah, what did you think?
No, it was cool. I just, like I said, I thought it was cool. It was a nostalgia thing for me.
Yeah.
So I just thought everyone just, you know, was on game on this. So I enjoyed it. And it's different, I think, from the, you know, I was trying to not watch the original, you know, just to kind of, you know, for a while, just to kind of keep, you know, be fresh a little bit. So I just wanted to go in and just, you know, like I said, it's been a lot of years before that I seen the original. So I just wanted to see it with that kind of fresh eyes or whatnot.
So positive overall?
Yeah, so I would say check it out. I highly recommend checking it out in the big screen if you can. What do you think?
I would say go check it out. I had a lot of fun. There were a couple things I didn't like, but for the most part, I had a good time seeing Michael Keaton again.
All right. So again, me and Michael recommend seeing Beetlejuice, rated PG-13. All right. So I don't know if you got the other memo.
Oh,
the other memo, if you remember when you were the guest of the hour, the guest co-host arranges a way to bring in the guest of the hour to make them feel special. So sometimes we bring them in, maybe on limos, Millennium Falcons, hang gliders, that kind of stuff. By any chance, did you arrange a way, or I could always go to my backup plan, to make the guest of the hour to make them feel special? How we're going to bring them in?
I did.
Okay.
Actually.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So you're on top of your game. Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you arrange a way to make these guests? Because, you know, one of them was a very long time dear friend. He's been on the show before, but it's been a while. But we always like to make him feel special. He's always a special friend to me. Another one is a new person. So any friend of his is a friend of mine instantaneously. So we want to make them feel special. How did you arrange a way to make the guests of the hour to make them feel special? How are you going to bring them in?
So earlier today, I arranged for a plane to take them up. They had parachutes on, and currently, as we're speaking, they are coming down.
I thought I saw roaming around. I was wondering why there's a plane roaming around.
What's happening?
What's going up there? I see people looking up, all these fans, and I didn't know. So now I know why there's a plane floating around.
Circling around right here.
So what we're going to do, you're going to open up that hatch, press that button, and then we're going to wave them in, and then I think I kind of see Cash up there.
He's coming.
Then he's going to skydive down, right? Is that
perfect.
How it's... Okay,
yeah,
so
it's
what we're
coming
gonna,
right now.
So on the count of three, press that button over there, and then we're going to whistle them in somehow. Okay, here we go. One, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here they come. Jumping off. They're about to jump off.
Oh my God.
Here comes Cash first.
There he goes.
There he comes. Oh, he's done some flips.
Wow.
Doing some selfies there. Fans throwing some roses up at him.
Screaming fans.
Yeah, screaming. Oh, here comes Krista. Krista Collins is with him. She just jumped.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, she's doing some kind of twirl there, some Olympic style kind of twirls.
Oh my gosh,
they're coming in simultaneously. Oh my God, holding hands here. Now he's gonna come, he's coming in first, coming down.
He just opened his parachute.
So I don't know how he signed some autographs in the air.
I don't know.
Here he comes, Cash Obie, along with Krista Collins, jumping in smoothly. Here comes dear friend, actor, producer, host, filmmaker, all the kind of good stuff, my dear friend, Cash Obie, along with the lovely actress, Krista Collins. Woo! Welcome.
So lovely to be here. Thanks. That was exhilarating.
What an intro. Thank you for arranging, Tyrone and Michael.
Welcome, Cash Obie, Krista Collins, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UVN. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Michael, thank you for the...
My pleasure.
Thank you for arranging that, Michael.
Yeah. I was promised a hoverboard, but that was just as good, I gotta say.
Oh, God. Yeah. Couldn't afford it.
Oh, that's awesome. Again.
We got Universal next week. Yeah.
Cash Hovey and Krista Collins, welcome. Welcome back first, Cash Hovey, because it's been a while since you've been, but you've been here before several times. And Krista Collins, welcome for the first time.
Thank you. I've heard nothing but good things.
I hope so.
I'm very impressed with this gentleman to my left.
Michael Campion.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Thank you. That's awesome. Well, you know, Michael is a good guy.
And, yeah. Unless
he's putting on an act. Dun, dun.
What? No!
To be in the Magic Castle, though, so young, that's amazing.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, again, so Cash Hovey and Krista Collins, the duo of this new film called The Hit, right?
That's right.
What we want to do, I mean, Cash, you've kind of been seasoned on the show here, and you know, but for those that maybe missed the show that you've been on, we always like to get the audience to get to know you and get to know you guys, and then hopefully, you know, if not fans already, we can support you guys as well, and then hopefully start supporting your shows and all the kind of good stuff. So we always like to start off with this hard-hitting question. We'll start off with Cash Hovey. Where are you born and raised?
This is my hometown, Los Angeles.
Ah, and yourself, Krista Collins. Where are you born and raised?
I was born on a farm in Iowa.
Oh, wow. So that's true, right?
Not, true.
No, okay.
True.
Trying to be opposite.
No, true story.
Awesome. And did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in showbiz?
So I've been performing professionally since the age of two.
Mm-hmm.
My mother would say I came tap dancing out of her womb, so... I guess, yeah. Maybe I did always know.
And how about yourself? I mean, obviously, I've asked you this, but for those, again, maybe just new listeners or even ones that maybe forgot, you know, did you know always growing up you always wanted to be in showbiz?
I was just kind of born into it. So, you know, you just kind of adapt. My dad was at Elvis Presley Enterprises. My mom worked for the Beach Boys and Johnny Carson. And you just, when you grow up in L.A., you can't help it. You're surrounded and you just end up falling into stuff. So I was always, whether it was drawing, putting on plays, pulling out a camera and like doing a production with friends or just building stuff. Yeah. I was just always looking at creating.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know I've asked you this multiple times again, but you know, the audiences like to always get to, you know, refresh their minds. Who was your inspirations growing up as a, you know, entertainer or, you know, could be not just acting, could be filmmaker or anything?
I was just so mesmerized by Back to the Future. I mean, that's a movie that I just remember was on all the time. And just even Krista made the hoverboard reference. It was just to see that, you know, when it on TV and to be like five and be like, oh my gosh, you know, there's flying skateboards. It's a movie I think that just transcends and people of any generation discover it and it just opens your eyes. And I gotta say, Pee-wee's Big Adventure as well. And I just went to the Paul Rubens tribute at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, and I got actually the funny thing is actually when I was a kid I got to go to the set. I'm old enough to have been on the set of the original Pee-wee.
Wow.
I'm a little kid wearing a bow tie, and I asked Paul, was super nice, he was as Pee-wee, and then I said, where's your bike? And he goes, oh, that's at home, but here, do you want to see my so he let me stand on the scooter and he liked my tie, and then I was able to get a picture on the bike at the screening the other
Wow.
night.
Wait, do you by any chance have a picture on the set of the
I do I have a picture with the with on the scooter that Paul let me take.
Wow. That is awesome. Yeah. You should post that somehow.
That's
awesome. Now Krista Collins, I'd like to see that too off air.
Yes.
Krista Collins, you know, who were your inspirations growing up in the industry, or is there
I'll be honest, I don't remember a specific actor that I was like, I want to be like that when I was younger. I remember performers, like the first time I saw Iggy Pop peanut butter on his chest walking across an audience.
Okay.
And I did think, I want to do that.
Iggy Pop, okay.
Yeah, Iggy Pop. David Bowie, who was also an actor. He did a lot of theater. I started in theater.
Uh-huh.
It's still my first love. So I was lucky to have a lot of amazingly talented adults around me growing up that I was influenced
by. Well, because I know, opposed to like Cash, where you're in LA, where it's kind of around you, I know where you're from, it's not really the most industry heavy kind of situation.
I mean, I started in Missouri doing like a local theater production, but there was a casting agent in the audience from New York. And so she said, you know, you should really bring her to New York for the summer audition. which is what I did. The last thing I auditioned for was Les Miserables, which I ended up getting. So we went back, did Broadway, and then I toured with that for 2.5 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a good show.
Yeah.
One more time.
One of the best jobs I've ever had in my life, still to this day.
That's awesome. Yeah, you got to have really good lungs on that one. So but that's awesome. Then is that where you caught the acting bug?
For sure. Well, yeah. Musical theater, you know. Music, acting, it all kind of play. My thing is, like, I love playing characters, mm-hmm. and that definitely, like, gives you an opportunity to, like, really dive into a role.
Awesome. So. And then, so, Cash, and then, obviously, growing up in the industry, how did you not become jaded into the industry? Or maybe you did. I don't know. Like, maybe, because, you know, when you especially have two parents in the industry, like, I grew up, but my parents were in the industry, so everything was kind of still fresh eyes for me. Mm-hmm. But I was around it a lot. But for you, how did you keep, you know, not, you know, because I have a lot of friends and some of their parents were in the business. But it's interesting, the ones that grew up and their parents, let's say, were famous or were in the business, they didn't want anything to do with the industry. So how did you, what was it kind of kept it going for you?
Well, I was kind of navigating it most well, and that's what I think, why me and Chris have been friends for so long, because, I mean, for whatever reason, I don't know if I didn't know, I just liked playing characters. I was always putting on a costume, or I was like, I think Halloween was the only day I just kind of didn't dress up. I was myself for Halloween. But just growing up at the, you know, being a millennial, you know, TV is always on, and I was just always getting inspired by television and that medium. And but the thing with my parents too is, I mean, because there was a lot going on around it, like in our world at that time, just different people and Hollywood coming in and out. But for the most part, I mean, I grew up in Sherman Oaks. I mean, my parents, you know, we went to school and we had our own individuality. So I feel like that kept us grounded. And, you know, and even getting exposed to some things early on, you know, and my philosophy too is, you know, just good or bad, it shapes you. So, I mean, I've definitely, even, and there's always a point too, like, I remember just being a teenager and, you know, you kind of, you know, you get invited to certain circles, and there were a few dark times, but all of those times prepared me for a new chapter in life. And it's like, you know, those are the kinds of personalities you got to look out for. You know, that's what you got to, you know, I don't want to, you know, go through that again, or, you know, this is like what I want to protect my family from. So, I mean, I'm grateful for good and bad. And I feel like, you know, my parents really were, again, they were adamant about education and, you know, having us, you know, just find our own creative outlets and our own identities.
Well, I have a guest co-host in here, if you don't know, from Fuller House.
Yeah.
And who's made this a Full House today. As a guest co-host, special guest co-host, do you have any questions for Cash Hovey and Krista Collins on their earlier part of their careers before we get into the nitty-gritty?
The earlier part of your careers? Yeah.
Or just early, anything in life or anything?
Yeah, that's interesting. So you said you grew up doing musical theater. From what age to what age did you stop? Are you still doing it?
It's been a while. I did do a small theater production here in LA. This was pre-pandemic now, which feels like forever ago. But yeah, I love theater, always love theater, always do theater in some capacity, I think. But
it's like in you.
We moved to California to get me into film, basically. Ironically, the first thing I auditioned for when I came out here and got was, I was the first solo artist signed to Disney Records when they first launched Disney Records. And so that took me on tour.
On tour?
Yeah. We toured nationally. I recorded a second album, and we started going overseas. You know, we're supposed to do Japan, Europe, Australia, all the places. However, we were on tour in Australia, and my mom was hit and killed by a car in front of me.
Wow.
And that sort of ended everything. Disney shelved my second album and dropped me from the label because I was viewed as damaged goods at that point.
Wow.
So that kind of put a stymie, if you will, on my career for some time, because, you know, it wasn't just that I lost my mom, who was like my everything.
Yeah.
Everything I knew, which was performing, also went away with her. So it really left me devastated for some time.
I'm so sorry about that.
So sorry to hear that. Yeah. Seriously. Wow. But the good thing from that is that you were able to managed to get through. You're still here today. Mm-hmm. You're surrounded with some good people, one that I know. but no, seriously, but sometimes you need, you know, people around yourself, positive people to maintain that, because, you know, it could spiral somewhere else. And not to say that I'm sure, you know, you have those periods of times where you're thinking about something, but at the same time, the fact that you are still here and you're doing what you love to do, I think is a very, very big accomplishment. So
yes, yeah, thank congratulations. You. No, I had my moments, so definitely. Yeah. I, over a decade was grappling with PTSD. Of course, we didn't know a lot about it back then. So, but I found myself actually from that journey working behind the camera. And that's where, you know, I started doing student films at USC, learning every department, you know, art, hair and makeup, costume design. I even did some like camera, you know, assistant work. I had this real thirst for knowledge to like understand film. Mm-hmm. And so I think that kind of helped me gain back my courage to eventually I found myself in front of the camera again.
That's awesome. So. How about Michael, anything for Cash Hovey?
Yeah, I was going to how did you guys meet? You were telling me this a little bit earlier, but I forgot.
Well, actually,
off air.
Well, no, it was kind of just a very brief intro, but no, so Krista, you know, and I think Chris and I, our lives kind of paralleled as well too. Just without knowing each other directly until like our adult lives, we were just kind of drifting in different circles, but then it was right around that. So I had, you know, I grew up in the industry. I'd done some acting, and then, you know, I had a similar life to hers where I was behind the camera and I was working with different bands, music videos. And, you know, again, this is like the 2000s and just, I guess, what was it, like club promoters or whatever it was back then. So, I was kind of making that circuit. And then after I graduated from college, I got my degree in communication studies. And by then I was really kind of more in like broadcasting and news. And so I got a job at WME. I worked in the recording studio and I worked with a lot of voiceover actors, and then I started producing movies. Well, they were doing the Joan Jett movie that Kristen Stewart was in. My cousin had a part in that, and then one of the producers became my manager for a bit. Then through K-Rock we met Krista because we were developing something at the time. I'm not sure what happened with that project, but then we ended up doing another feature that Krista actually did the soundtrack for, and then we did a web series together. We've done a pilot together, and then this marks our fourth collaboration.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, we just and Chris is just someone too, you know. It's just, she's like, I met her at a time where I was going through, you know, I'd kind of had like more of the corporate backing and I was really trying to get more onto the creative side. So it was like really right when I was like starting to check.
I gave him street cred.
She gives me street cred, yeah.
Was this your idea to do the movie?
What?
Is this your idea to do the movie?
Well, this particular one, no, this was both of us.
Oh, it's the two of you. Okay.
This is the two of us. We came.
He approached me and asked if I wanted to do something. It's kind of how you were the catalyst to start it. And it just so happened that a friend of mine had a script that was ready to go, and so we kind of ran with it about doing that.
Oh, so you had a script and you both decided to make it come to life. And
that's pretty much how we've always run. I mean, because even when we were developing, I mean, it's just, even when we did my first feature, it was just, we needed this specific location and Krista had that location, and then we were using her music and she was in the movie, and then, you know, there was this web series we were doing and everything just fell into place for that. And then even with this production, it's just, we put an idea out there and then we put a team together. So Chris and I have just always, I mean, she's been a muse and an inspiration to me in so many ways. So it's, I feel like our worlds just, at certain times in our life, we cross and we create.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, when you mentioned K-Rock, sure, you're going back in a sense, because I mean, I remember being a guest on K-Rock when they used to do Love Lines. Mm-hmm. And so that's like way back with Dr. Drew and The Poor Man. And so I don't know how far back you go.
It wasn't that far back.
Okay, it wasn't that far back. No, this was like the last 10 years. Yeah.
Okay. But that's my reference to K-Rock.
Is right. Back then. Her music was featured on K-Rock. That's had some of the deeps.
Yeah, like, it's not that far back. Last week. No, but that's awesome.
We get a lot of play from Rodney Bingenheimer. Was a big fan of both my bands. Actually, three bands.
What were the names of the bands one more time?
So the Woolly Bandits is kind of how it started. Okay. And that's a band I had with my husband. And then we launched the...
Shout out to your husband. What's your name?
Rick Collins.
Rick Collins. What's up, Rick
Love
Collins?
My life. Okay.
Shout out.
Yes.
And then your band, are you still currently with the band?
Yeah, actually, we're going in October to record a new track.
Okay.
And we had one released about, I don't know, what was it, 3 or 4 months ago now? It's called AI Must Die.
AI Must Die. The band, one more time's name?
The Woolly Bandits. It's
the Woolly
two
Bandits.
Two O's, two L's, and a Y.
And where did the name originate from?
This is kind of a long story.
It's
but
another my, show, maybe?
You yeah. totally do another show. So I don't know if you're familiar with a band called The Seeds.
Okay.
They were a very popular band in the 60s on the Sunset Strip in LA. Okay. And they're like kind of garage rock. Well, my husband is like Mr. Garage Rock aficionado, and he met Sky Saxon and Arthur Lee from Love as well. I think originally when he was like 16 or 18, he was young. And so Love was going over to Europe and getting all kinds of accolades and knighted and stuff because there was this whole 60s resurgence.
Yeah.
Yeah, knighted by the Queen.
Oh, wow.
So Rick went to Sky and he was like, you know, you should let me form like a young backing band for you like Love did, and we'll tour Europe just like they're doing. And they had a few years of that, and then wait, where am I going with this story? I'm going too deep.
Just about the name. Just about the name, really quick.
Yeah. So Sky, who was a very interesting character, they only made one of him. Thank goodness, this world could not handle two. He used to stay when he came out to LA. He used to stay with this woman named Big Mama Sweet. And they knew each other like back in the 80s, and she's like a stand-up comedian now. Shout out to Big Mama. Big Mama Sweet. Anyway, she would call Rick because Sky would be over there and, you know, annoying her, and she'd be like, "Oh, baby, you gotta get this man out of here. He is driving me crazy, trying to come up and suck on my toes, steal loving off of me. He ain't nothing but a woolly bandit."
Okay. Hence the name. Okay.
So that's where that came from.
Okay.
That's the weirdest story I've ever heard. That's crazy.
And that's a true story, correct?
That is a true story. Okay. I mean, originally, I think they called themselves the Warts because that's what the Seeds were on a TV show in the 60s. And for some reason, the show didn't use their name, the Seeds. They called them the Warts.
Okay.
And forgive me, I can't remember the name of the show, but... So originally, when my husband decided that, you know, we can come back and do this without Sky because he's old guy and who knows how long. So they were originally calling themselves the Warts, and Sky hated it. He hated that so much. So then when that came up, he's like, okay, we're the Woolly Bandits now.
That's awesome. Well, speaking of music, my guest goes, we're going to introduce a song for the hour. And I think Cashy know this person that we're going to be playing this music on. But if you're not, we'll surprise it. But we're going to come back. When we come back, we're going to talk about your new film, The Hit, which is premiering at the Burbank International Film Festival. What date again?
September 26th at the AMC. September 26th. Sorry. I should know. I'm a pro. September 26th at the AMC Burbank.
Awesome. So we're going to talk more about that, the festival, all that kind of good stuff when we come back. So my guest co-host, you want to introduce this song of the hour, and we'll be back more with actor, producer, host, filmmaker, Cash Ovi, as along with actress, singer,
producer
Krista Collins from the new film The Hit, right after this. So my guest goes, Michael Campion, can you introduce this song?
Okay, absolutely. You'll be listening to Girls by Saint Heart.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, you know Saint. Yeah.
I know Saint, yeah.
So we want to help promote her. She was a guest on the show. We want to promote her music as well, along with a lot of our guests that I love, trying to promote as much music as I can for these all these talents that we know. So again, one more time there.
Girls by Saint Heart.
All right, here we go. We'll be back with Cash Ovi and Krista Collins. Again, here is Girls by Saint Heart, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
So just like a mystery. Where you went missing on me? Instead of you loving on me, was having fun with the bitches OT. You're stuck in your misery. Miserable thinking about me. You should've been realer with me. I'd have been riding them streets with you, cause I know just what you like,
baby.
I hope you find it tonight.
Find it tonight, baby.
It might come as a surprise. Them streets with you, cause I know just what you like, baby. I hope you find it tonight. It might come as a surprise. That's why I never told you
We are back here, and that was, what was the song called?
Girls by Saint Heart.
All right, again, that was Girls by Saint Heart by my dear friend here. So if you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really like that song, check her out. That's Saint Heart, SaintHeart. She's out there on Spotify, YouTube, all that kind of good stuff. Check out her social medias as well. Dear friend and a guest of the show as well. Again, like to promote her and a lot of our guests that have been on here. So again, that's Girls by Saint Heart. Check her out. All right. We are back here in the studio with my special guest co-host, actor, magician, Michael Campion. Welcome back.
Hi, hi.
And back here with my guest of the hour, actor, producer, host, Cash Obi, actress, producer, and singer as well, Krista Collins. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So again, so we talked a little bit about your guys' background and then how you guys met, all that kind of good stuff. And now you guys collaborate together for the upteenth time. I don't know how many times you already collaborated, but you guys now got a new film. It's called The Hit. Talk about the audience, tell the audience about the origin of that or what it's about and what inspired you guys to do that.
Well, like I said, Chris and I have collaborated multiple times, and we wanted to do something, and it just so happened she knew someone with this script, and
I reached out to my friend Jonathan Lewis, who had this script and was able to cut it down into a short format.
Okay.
And yeah, so we talked to him about filming it, and he was on board, and that's kind of how the whole thing happened.
Yeah, we had a Zoom meeting, and then we had a list of different actresses, and then the premise, if we can talk, no
yeah.
spoilers?
Yeah, it's like a Hitchcockian type thriller, well, I guess you would say.
Well, according, and you could elaborate this, according to IMDb, here's a little synopsis that this has. The Hit, it says, a marriage takes a murderous turn when a husband's plan to eliminate his mistress unravels, leading to a deadly game of betrayal and revenge. Does that sound accurate?
Pretty accurate.
That's pretty much
or you want to elaborate on that, Kat?
You know, I don't want to give too many away because, so basically there's, it's three people. Who's going to get the hit? And there's a hit. Is it going to be the adulterous husband, the mistress, or the wife?
Yeah.
And it was, it's said, go ahead.
Wait, well, what you think is happening may not actually be happening. So it's like, it's hard. I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
It is, yeah. No, and I really attribute him and Jonathan for just his vision. Because even while shooting it, we had an idea of where it was going. But just seeing it on the screen complete, you're like, what? It's, you know what I mean? Where you just, you weren't anticipating
there's a twist.
There's a twist to it.
So we'll give a shout out to the director, writer, Jonathan Lewis. Is it Jonathan Lewis?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Jonathan Lewis, what's up? And then again, it stars you, Cashovi, Krista Collins, and then is it Winnie Landry.
Winnie Landry. Yeah, you saw her in the Post Malone Super Bowl commercial as well as an Apple commercial. She's done Switched at Birth, a lot of, she's been on a roll. So it was a very talented crew we had together.
Mario Zermeno. Is that correct?
Mario Zermeno, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell the audience a little bit about your characters. Can you elaborate on your characters? Or
so I'm Jim.
I'm Jim.
So he's the husband. He's up to something and he's trying to, in his mind, he feels like he's resolving an issue for him and his wife. And I guess that's all I can say without giving too much away. Is there anything you want
to about Krista Collins? What's your character?
I hate to admit this. I can't even remember her name.
Is it Callie by chance?
Yes, Callie. Thank you.
I'm not even in the film.
I got two more films coming out and I'm in the middle of writing another one right now. So I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. Who's who? Callie. That's right. Gosh. This woman's been jilted. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Are you the mistress? It shows.
I don't know.
Okay.
Come on down to Burbank next week and you can find out. We'll see the twist.
Before we talk about the film festival, Michael Campion, as a guest co-host, do you have any questions about maybe the production or anything else in general about their careers, before we wind down here?
Sure, yeah. You had mentioned that... the writer had taken it from a feature length film to a short film? Oh wow, okay. What was that about? Why did that happen?
Well, I wish he was here to answer that. I think it was just because he was able to make it into a short, and you don't always have a budget for features.
Of course,
so.
Yeah.
And we both really liked the story. I mean, it fit for characters that we could do.
Sure.
So that,
could this possibility be a lead in to a feature?
Well, that would be the ideal. If somebody is like, I think the story is interesting, let's make it a full length. That's always the ideal. Yeah.
Well, because they had actually just done Jonathan's first feature, him and Krista, and there was a festival that that you've actually attended and hosted at. That basically we feature short form content. So this was a great lead in, I think, because they were able to have their premiere, and then I was hosting the Cash and Friends block with short form content. So I think it was a good platform, or just really to get the concept out there and then to develop it, because he had a few ideas whether to make it a feature film or even like a mini series or a series of some kind.
It could go that way too.
So,
for sure,
pretending Cash is not here, Krista, what was it like working with Cash Hovey?
Oh my god, he's a terror. He's an absolute terror. What a prima donna.
Comes in late, that kind of stuff, doesn't know his...
Well, that was easy because we shot it in his condo.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
And he still showed up late.
That's awesome. And then, gosh, all joking aside, how was it like to work with Krista, obviously?
Oh, gosh, she's a nightmare. I mean, my goodness, she's like, I got to tell you, I can't believe the stuff that she's actually gotten me to do on all these productions. But yeah, it's...
I have gotten you to get some cookie things out there, haven't I?
She brings some stuff out of me, but yeah, all kidding aside, no, we have that kind of a relationship where she's just incredible. I just get inspired whenever she's in a room, and our minds just always come up with something magical, and it's always a great experience working with you.
Well, that's awesome. Well, again, so it's called The Hit, and you guys just got accepted to the Burbank International Film Festival. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Which is awesome film festival. I got to cover that for years, and I had a lot of people involved through the years as well. I'll be covering again this year. So tell the audience a little about that film festival and what's it like being accepted to that particular film festival.
I mean, for me, it's a real honor. I mean, I got to, I actually got involved. They needed a host last minute at the Batman premiere, and so they just handed me a mic, and I had just been doing my show, and so then they asked me to come and be one of their featured hosts at the gala, And I also introed a few movies. And then I know you, actually, you and I, this is like a full circle. So we were just talking about Beetlejuice. Tyrone and I both got to interview Tim Burton last year, and they were honoring Tim Burton.
What? Yeah.
It was Tim Burton Day.
It was Tim Burton Day.
It was his birthday not too long ago.
Yeah,
right?
But it was also, and that, it was almost a year ago from the film festival. And coincidentally, they called it Tim Burton Day. And we had the blessed opportunity it was a cool handoff with each other. And then, to interview him. It was really
cool. You just played her song. She was one of the three of us, we all got our time, and it was just, and we literally, the three of us,
it was probably one of the best moments of teamwork, because as being three different outlets, it could be always catty, you know how it could be, but it was the way we arranged it, and we kind of organized it, and between friends as well, we're like, hey, let's just make sure we did it, let's not jump over with time, and we all got to have a blessed opportunity.
That's so cool.
That was actually, it was a very magical night. I would say it's probably one of the best highlights
kismet.
Of just it was really cool. But also when you work around with friends, you, that kind of stuff happens. So, and again, so that's why I was excited when I found out your film was going to be in again this year's Burbank International Film Festival, which premieres when?
It's Thursday the 26th. It's going to be at the AMC at the Burbank Town Center. Kurt Pitino, huge shout out. Just
Kurt Pitino.
Oh my gosh! I mean, he just what he's done for the festival, and really just uniting a lot of and that's, you know, like Tyrone, you and I have always clicked on that too, and just, I mean, I don't have to tell you, you've had the career and just the way that you support everyone and just the energy that you bring, it's just, it's so magical. And so to have been a host the last couple of years and then to have something that was selected and then also to have it be with someone like Chris, who's a dear friend, like Krista, that's always magical to work with. It's just a plus.
So they could get tickets. How can they get tickets? You just go to the Burbank?
You can go to the Burbank. They're on Instagram, and you can go to their website and purchase tickets for the, it's called Nothing But Drama is the block that we're in. So we'll be there around 5 o'clock for the red carpet doing some interviews. And then I believe our screening starts at 6 o'clock, and we're part of a shorts feature there. And we'll be doing some promos on our social medias too.
So I believe the film festival, if I'm correct, it starts technically Wednesday.
It's Wednesday the 25th is opening.
Yours is
Thursday the 26th.
The 26th. So if you want to go to the film festival in general, starts Wednesday, but if you want to check out Cash Hovey and Krista Collins' film, The Hit, that'll be on Thursday, which would be the 26th.
Correct.
So get your tickets, go to the Burbank International Film Festival, go to their site or go to their Instagram. So again, it's Burbank International Film Festival or something. I think they might be just called Burbank Film Festival on Insta. Let me double check that. Let me see. Is it Burbank? Because I think it's B. Anyways, but I'm sure if you just type up, Burbank.
It is Burbank Film Fest on Instagram.
Yeah, so go to @Burbank Film Fest, or again, www.burbankfilmfest.org is their website. So that's burbankfilmfest.org. Which is the website where you can get tickets and find out more information. Again, the festival itself is from September 25th to the 29th, but The Hit is premiering on the Thursday the 26th, so check it out. Again, I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing you there as well. And Krista, congratulations, and again, great to collaborate. Really quickly, I know time runs out really quick. Any more last minute questions before I do my last
I had a shameless plug.
Okay.
I also have a movie called Spin the Bottle, which is premiering at the Chinese Theater on Thursday the 26th.
The same night as your?
I know.
Oh, wow. Are you going to be
double booked?
I'll be double booked.
Wow. Okay. That's cool.
She's in demand.
And then I have a movie with my dear friend Jonathan Louis-Lewis, who directed a segment for a movie called The Tenants, which is coming out on Amazon, Apple, Vudu, streaming platforms. And that is an anthology of seven different stories of terror about these people that live in an apartment building together. And so that is coming out on streaming platforms this month. And then October, they're actually going to release physical product. Wow. So I'm not sure.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, congratulations. Again, so the film is The Hit. Again, go to the Burbank International Film Festival. Go to their website. Cash over. And I'm going to end off really quickly back to Michael Campion. How could they get... One more time, your stuff.
My stuff. You can go to my Instagram. That's Michael Campion. And you can go to BeetlehouseLA.com. And you can go to Ticketmaster and type in Michael Campion. And you can get tickets to my magic show.
And the magic show is called just Michael Campion?
It's called Michael Campion's Haunted Mystery Show of Magic. You don't have to type all that in.
All right. So that's going on from this Saturday all the way to November 2nd.
That's right.
So check it out. And then The Hit is, again, premiering at the Burbank International Film Festival on September 26th, Thursday. But again, the festival itself, you want to see a bunch of other stuff, is from the 25th to the 29th. And I like to end off the show. I know this time's wrapping up here. It's inspiring that you guys are all here. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone, Mr. Cash Hovey, that want to do what you do, maybe become an actor, host, producer, or just follow their dreams in general?
No, just be the best that you can. Surround yourself with creative people who inspire you, and never stop learning. Just find everything you can about life, and just follow your heart.
Krista Collins, what can you give? What inspiring words?
Those are all good ones. I will keep it simple and just say, don't give up.
Okay. And last but not least, my guest, special guest co-host of the hour, Michael Campion. What inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to be an actor or maybe a magician or just follow their dreams in general?
Follow your dreams in general. Be humble. That's how I've gotten to where I am so far. And be very humbled by every opportunity and you'll go far.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you guys. I know time creeped up quick. That hour went by quick. But again, I want to say thank you again. The film is The Hit, premiering at the Burbank International Film Festival. Again, Cash Hovey, your handles one more time.
At Cash. My name is Cash with a K. K-A-S-H-H-O-V as in Victor, E-Y.
Awesome. And Krista Collins, thank you.
Krista, C-H-R-I-S-T-A _ Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, and last but on not Instagram.
And last but not least. Okay.
Michael Campion, it's like champion without an H.
And the film, is there a film got a social media, anything, or just you guys?
Actually, yeah, The Hit film is, wait, I think, yeah, there's a handle here. Let me just make sure. It is, wait, The Hit... Yeah, The Hit Film is the Instagram handle. And yep, we have a picture of us, Burbank International Film Festival, directed. Yep, we're good. September 26, 2024.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, all you guys. And congratulations, Michael. Great having you guys all on. Adore you guys. Love you guys. And now you're part of the circle there, Krista.
All right.
So God bless you guys. I want to say thank you all for tuning in. Again, check out Cash Hovey, Krista Collins in The Hit. And then my man, Michael Campion at the Beetle House. And go to Ticketmaster, go to Michael Campion. Check out this wonderful, awesome human being as well.
Thanks, man.
All right, God bless you guys. And thank you all. We like to end off the show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.